Air ambulances take patients to the nearest hospital, which often means crossing state lines. But a legal quirk means paying for a life-saving flight can lead to financial ruin. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, Congress is mulling a fix, but some air ambulance companies say it could have unintended consequences.
All right, start selector was idle, engine parameters are all good, fuel pump switches off, blue lights.
Pilot Chris Glasgow flicks metal switches above his head in the cockpit of an air ambulance in Pocola, Oklahoma.
I'll get the GPS set up so I can show you probably within a minute or so, we'll be in Arkansas.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're right on the edge.
56% of the flights from this base bring patients across state lines for treatment at the nearest hospitals in Arkansas. Air Methods owns the Pocola base along with about two-thirds of the air ambulances in the whole country.
We're over Mercy Hospital right now in Arkansas, which is one of the places that if the FAA reauthorization bill that's in the House passes, medevac helicopters, like the one that I'm in right now, may not be able to fly to if states decide to have their own specific regulations.
If I had been a patient, that minute-long flight could have cost me thousands of dollars. That's because air ambulances are exempt from healthcare billing regulations. Federal law prevents states from restricting prices because they're considered air carriers like Southwest or American Airlines. Aaron Fusse-Brown, a law professor at Georgia State University, says this means insurance companies and patients are often charged sky-high rates for life-saving flights.
There's nothing really they can turn to because of this regulatory blind spot, essentially, that air ambulance providers fall into.
She says many states have tried to regulate air ambulances, but they've all lost in court.
The Federal Airline Deregulation Act broadly preempts any state effort to, say, regulate the rates or the prices or even the insurance coverage requirements for air ambulances. And that makes air ambulances sort of immune from a lot of these state attempts to get air ambulance coverage more broadly accessible to people.
Fusse-Brown says the FAA reauthorization bill recently passed by the U.S. House of Representatives has some important consumer protections, including itemized bills that separate out transportation and medical charges. It also allows states to regulate the medical side of air ambulance billing, and that has people like Doug Flanders, Director of Government Affairs for Air Methods, worried.
What if the state of Arkansas decides that it will only accept Arkansas helicopters?
Flanders says letting states regulate the medical side could lead to a patchwork of air ambulance regulations.
Those are life and death decisions that borders should not make a difference, but this kind of legislation that creates borders in the sky would do that.
I cannot imagine that a state would do anything to inhibit the ability of a physician to send a patient to the most appropriate place.
That's Greg Hildenbrand, executive director of LifeStar of Kansas, a nonprofit air ambulance service. He's also a board member of the Association of Critical Care Transport. With the U.S. Senate now considering its own version of the FAA Reauthorization Act, the organization is urging lawmakers to give states more oversight.
Ground services do this every day. I don't see that that's going to create a problem in our ability to care for patients appropriately or take them where they need to go.
Air ambulances were in their infancy when air travel was deregulated in the 1970s. Since then, the industry has had little oversight on where bases are located and no cap on pricing. With high fixed costs like helicopters and trained personnel, Hildenbrand says increased competition has driven prices up instead of down.
Numbers of patients per helicopter has dropped significantly, but we still have to spread the same costs per base over fewer numbers of patients, and so that has driven costs up considerably.
A government accountability report found that between 2007 and 2016, Air Methods' average helicopter transport cost increased from $13,000 to nearly $50,000. Hildenbrand says insurance companies are fed up.
I think we've reached a tipping point in the industry where insurance companies are saying, you know, no, we're not going to continue to pay these rates. And so then patients get balance billed, you know, $40,000 or something after their insurance is paid. And I don't think it's a sustainable system.
Congressional Republicans and Democrats are backing other bills to give consumers more protections in the event air medical reforms are stripped out of the FAA legislation. Whether these efforts lead to lower air ambulance costs for patients is up in the air. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.